This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
The news from Amazon today might seem a little strange, frankly, at first glance. The company says it will pay current employees to quit their jobs and start their own delivery businesses. $10,000 in startup costs, to be exact, plus 3 months' pay to get up and running. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look now at why Amazon wants to bypass companies like FedEx and UPS and why the bosses think turning employees into entrepreneurs is the way to get there.
As Amazon grows, it's delivering a lot more packages and has pledged to get them to customers faster. So the company needs to reduce dependence on the likes of UPS, says Bill Pierce at UC Berkeley.
Basically, what they're trying to do is disintermediate UPS for that final mile delivery by establishing their own third-party logistic network that's, frankly, financially beholden to Amazon.
About a year ago, Amazon started letting would-be entrepreneurs apply to launch independent Amazon delivery businesses. Now it's extending the program to employees to grow its delivery network even more. Scott Galloway, marketing professor at NYU, says converting employees to business owners provides some key advantages to Amazon.
Keep in mind, this person doesn't show up at your cafeteria. This person doesn't submit healthcare claims. This person doesn't ever file a suit for wrongful termination.
When Amazon launched its new delivery network about a year ago, it said startup costs for things like lawyers, accountants, supplies would start at about $10,000. Dave Mawinney at Carnegie Mellon says running a new logistics business, though, isn't just about money.
These information systems take, you know, many, many, many man years to build up over time, right? Even Uber in its early days had, you know, scores and scores of programmers developing these systems that they would iterate on and improve upon.
Amazon is declining to say how many employees it expects to make the transition from employee to delivery business owner. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.